This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Every Thursday, you know the drill, Mpo. Every Thursday.
Every Thursday, without any doubt, without failure.
Yeah, without failure. On the Capricorn Breakfast, we celebrate individuals that are making a difference and giving back to Limpopo. But so today we're chatting to Zelda Matebula. She is a businesswoman. Redefining pageantry as more than beauty, right? So she aims to empower women to become leaders, entrepreneurs, and change makers.
So of course we're having the conversation right now with entrepreneur and activist for women empowerment, Zelda Matebula, who's joining us on the line. Good morning and happy Women's Month. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm well, and happy Women's Month to you too and other women out there.
You know, I can tell, I'm not a prophet or anything, but just listening to your voice, I can tell that this is a well put together woman, a poised kind of woman, you know. So someone who understands what it means to be, you know, in the beauty sort of like industry, pageantry and the likes. Here's the thing. For a long time, people thought that pageantry was just about looks. But when you look at the history of beauty queens, they've always had the brains, you know. And so where exactly does this stereotype come from that people who are in the beauty industry, more specifically pageantry, they are just some people who are just beautiful but no brains? Where does that come from?
If we can look at that Netflix series, Bridgerton, we have that character, Penelope. Penelope is chubby. She's like me. I'm a chubby woman. I'm not slim at all. She is wearing a corset. A lot of the young girls in that movie, they are wearing corsets. They need to look flawless. You know, in that movie, it's a series, they're looking for the diamond of the season, you know. So it shows you where all of this started. It started a long time ago when people thought women should look a certain way. They need to have curves that complement their figures, their boobs, and all of that. But nowadays, you can see that a lot of the young women that are actually put out there, back in the days, they would not meet the standards that people put out. If you can look at Josie, for example, she's a dark-skinned, rich in melanin queen. But the way she covers herself with grace, it just blew everyone away to the universe level. So we're looking at young girls that are now going to be able to look up to Zoe and say that, you know what, it doesn't matter whether I am dark-skinned or light-skinned, if I've got a mole or not, if I am thick or not. We've got pageants like Miss Kabigazi, the pageant winner from last year. She's a chubby girl. It's just, things have changed a lot. Now things are amazing, if I can put it like that.
So Zelda, this stereotype that we're talking about, how has it affected pageantry? And why do you feel, it is time to retire the pretty face only narrative?
It affected the pageant industry a lot. Because remember, if somebody was chubby, they would think that they're not worth it. And remember, chubby people, they usually suffer from low self-esteem, low self-confidence. So nowadays, with the pageants that we have, which allows thicker girls, whether you are slim, thick, medium, height, or you're tall, you're now allowed to enter into pageantry. It is going to help these young ladies understand that they've got a safe space that they can go to in terms of keeping in line with whatever reign that they will have if they win. So in terms of the stereotypes, I just have to say something. We're not only suffering in the pageant industry regarding the stereotypes where people are expected to be more beautiful, but we're also suffering from the stereotype whereby people need to meet a certain standard, need to have a certain amount of money in order for them to make it through. This is a very, very expensive spot, if I may put it like that. So I just hope that I will be able to change the mindset of these young people, because there's one young lady that I've worked with. When I asked her, how long have you been doing this? She spoke about around 18 years. All she does is collect crowns, sashes, but there is not real work that is put into her at the end of the day. And her parents are always pouring out money for their single years.
All right. Now, here you are using this pageantry space to build, you know, future leaders, entrepreneurs and change makers, not just crown winners. How do you do all this?
I have amazing partners that are going to work with me. We've got Miss Limpopo Legacy that is coming up. The entries are opening on the 18th of August. So we have partnered with amazing people. We've got Dr. McNeil. He is a gynecologist. He will be our go-to guide in terms of allowing these young women to understand who they are in terms of their bodies. I am in my 30s, and trust you me, I did not understand what my body is all about until I was like a little bit older, when I became a mother, actually. So he's going to play a vital role in terms of helping these young ladies understand what their bodies are all about. And then we also have Dr. Miboni Libese. She is a clinical psychologist. She is going to play a very significant role of helping these young girls deal with the emotions that comes with their personal life and the rain. Remember, these young girls usually go through a lot, and most of the time I have been in their age whereby I did not know how to express to my mom when I started dating, when my heart was broken, I could not express it, and it ate me up. So Dr. Libese is going to be there to help them understand the situations that are affecting their confidence, their emotions. You know, we don't want to raise young kids that are feeling anxious, depressed, and all of that whilst we have platforms like Miss Limpopo Legacy. So we're also going to work with an amazing designer. Her name is Eureka. She's from Jula Boutique. These young girls usually spend tons and tons of thousands trying to get the perfect wardrobe. So Eureka is going to help them with their wardrobe. If they have anything that they need to attend, she is going to come to their aid. We also have a makeup artist that is going to be their personal makeup artist throughout their entire journey. We also have a bank that we're going to work with. Remember, we've got the teen category and the miss category. Mm-hmm. So we are building a platform whereby we are not only allowing them to do business, but we are setting up a fund for the teens when they go to university.
Sure.
So remember, a lot of these parents are suffering, and they are suffering to ensure that their children are getting a platform that should build them. But at the end of the day, most of these platforms end up not building their kids, but destroying them. I saw this with my younger sister. She's a well-known pageant girl. My surname and hers are the same. I won't mention her name because I am not trying to cloud chase using her name. I saw her and my mom suffering because of pageants, and it is so disheartening because these young ladies, they think that when they go into pageantry, they're going to get support, they're going to get exposure and all of that. But so far, what I have seen happening with a lot of pageants is that they only care about what they get out of these young ladies.
Mm.
So we're trying to change that in our platform. I wouldn't say that Ms. Limpopo Legacy is more like a pageant, but it's more like a platform that will have these young kids grow into something that lasts for a long time.
Sure, absolutely beautiful. I think you've said a mouthful. So please just go check the different platforms and see how you can support and also join. But we thank you for joining us this morning, and also just wanted to celebrate you as our breakfast champion. That's entrepreneur and activist for women empowerment, Zelda Matebu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.